Good morning, guys. Period. Good morning, guys. Welcome to the first episode of Exhale's Guide to Aisha. I have been so excited to do this for literally about 2 weeks. I was like, I can't record yet. It's not time yet. I'm not gonna record yet. But this past week, I've been so pumped to record. Like, I've been so pumped, and now I'm recording. So good afternoon. It's literally afternoon when I'm recording. I don't know why I said good morning, but yeah, it's been so great to like know that I can come on here and talk to you guys, and like you guys would listen, because like honestly, do I have much friends? No, but I really don't express myself to anybody, because I'm honestly shy. Sometimes I'm outgoing, but mostly shy, and I try to distance myself from people. I don't know why. I'm just not like that type of person that would like go to somebody, tell them all their problems, blah 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 blah. So I've been researching for a while now, and I found out that I could make a podcast. So that's what I did. I made a podcast. Oh my god. It's so, like, I don't know. It's just really mind-blowing that I could have made a podcast. Like, I know anybody can make a podcast, but is that, like, I didn't know that. I thought that you had to be, like, famous or, like, well-known in order to make a podcast. So, after doing my research, I was like, okay, I have. Like, it's a must that I do this podcast. So that's what we're going to do today. Okay, for today's episode, we're going to be talking about my parents wanting to name me Giraffe. And now I am talking about the tall-headed giraffe thing. The animal. But listen, guys, it's not spelled that way. It's actually spelled Jaraffe. That's what they told me. And I made this my first podcast because I wanted you guys to get to know me a bit better, let you know my past and what came up. So before we jump into this episode, let's talk about my past life. Okay, so I was born. They decided to name me Skylar Taisha Dean. That Taisha is my middle name, but I mix it with my first name. That's why I go by Skylar Taisha. I don't know. I just love it. It's literally amazing. So so they named me Skylar Taisha Dean. I was born July 5th, 2006. I am Bahamian. I was born in the Bahamas, and that's where I lived my whole life. Do I currently live there? Who knows? No, I don't. But yeah, that's where I was born, the Bahamas. I am a Bahamian, and yeah, I've been the tallest, literally the tallest kid in my class, and until now, I've been the tallest kid in my class, right? So literally, I would have been bullied my whole life if my parents did, like, actually wanted to name me Giraffe. All my life, like, when I was younger, I was honestly a troublemaker. I'm not gonna sugarcoat anything. I was a troublemaker. I don't know why I was. But I've changed. I know what I want to do in life. I want to be an actress, a professional dancer, a famous YouTuber, because I'm a YouTuber. Check me out, Skylar Taisha. And now I have a podcast, so I'm gonna be doing this for the rest of my life, hopefully. Hopefully, I'm going to be doing these things for the rest of my life. I want to be a model also. And yeah, that's basically what I want to do with my life. Yeah, so what I've learned is that you can change. Like, anybody can change. Because me, I was a troublemaker, always getting in trouble at school. And now look at me. Look at me now. Like, honestly, I changed. And if you change, I always like to tell people, if you're going to change for the better. Because what is the benefit of changing for the worse? It just makes your life worse and others' life a living hell if they know you. Because if you change for the worse, a lot of stuff can happen. So I always tell people, change for the better. Now, let's get back to the episode topic. Okay, my parents wanted to name me Giraffe. So, what I'm gonna guess is that they just wanted me to be bullied my whole life because my parents are tall. They are tall people. I think they wanted me to be bullied my whole life because I just don't understand where they got the name Giraffe from. Right? So, honestly, I really don't know where they got that name from. If they got that name, if they actually gave me that name, I would want to change my name, like, literally now, like, at 14 years old, I want to be changing my name. It's unique. It's, like, a unique name, but, like, why? Why Giraffe? Right? Like, why Giraffe? But we're going to get into that in a minute. My second guess, okay, so, honestly, I think they mix their names together. My mother's name is Shakia. My father's name is Raphael. So, I think that they wanted to split their names in half and name me after both of them. Because that's what I'm getting from this. I'm getting that they wanted to name me after both of them and they couldn't come to an agreement. So, they split their names in half and wanted to name me Giraffe. Honestly, that's what it is. Okay, let's look for the real answer to this question. Dun, da, da, da! The real answer to this question is, yeah, they did want to split their names in half. Jakia starts with a J, and then Raphael starts with a R. Giraffe. Oh my god, it sounds so crazy, but yeah, that's how it's spelled. It's literally spelled Jaraffe. I don't understand it. Like, why and how would they come up with that name? Like, they could have named me, like, I don't even know. They could have named me Janaya. They could have named me Raquel. Why can't I say that name? The name is Raquel. Okay, forget it. They could have named me Victoria. They could have named me anything. But they came up with the name Giraffe. Dad and mother, if you're listening to this, I just want to say, if you guys named me that, I would never forgive you for that. Okay, I'm just joking. If you guys are listening to this, I just want to say I love you guys. And thank you for actually giving me the name Skylar instead of Giraffe. Because it would have been a living hell. But guys, let me tell you the story. If I was actually named Giraffe, I was going to be bullied. Because literally, from kindergarten, I think, up to grade 6, I was the tallest person in my class. I'm not talking about tallest girl. I'm talking about tallest person in the whole entire class. And if you don't understand what I'm saying, I'm going to repeat it again. I was not the tallest girl. I was not the tallest boy. I was the tallest everything in that whole class. Literally, like, there was, in my class, there was, like, in my school, there were, like, two grades. Like, it was two different grades. The same grade, but two different classes is what I meant. And I was the tallest in all of my classes. So, yeah, guys. And then I went to high school, where from in the Bahamas, we go from primary school. Primary school is basically kindergarten to grade 6, and then we graduate, and then we go to high school. High school is grade 7 to 12, and then we call that high school. We do have junior school. We don't call it, like, middle school or anything like that. No, we just call it primary school and high school. So, my first year in high school, I was a 7th grader. I was going to school. But before that, we always have something called orientation. It's where you go in, you learn about the school, you learn the teachers, you take tours so you don't get lost in those big schools. And yeah, we went to orientation. I was not the tallest person there, so I was happy, like literally happy. And then after orientation, there was like 3 days of orientation. After that, it was like the next week was time for school. I get to school. I see the people that I knew from orientation. We all ended up in the same class. Thank you, Jesus, because it would have been terrifying if we wasn't in the same class, because then I wouldn't have classes with them. We would have lunch together, but I wouldn't have classes with them. So I'd be lonely until I made some new friends. We get to the paper, because on the first day of school, they literally have a paper to tell you what classes you were in. And there were 4 classes. There were the top class, the second top class, the next class, and then the least class. We're not going to get into the smartest and dumbest, blah, blah, blah. But all of us were in the second top class. We were after the first class, so we were in the second stream, is what we say. We're in the second stream, and thank you, Jesus, I was not the tallest person in there. I was not the tallest girl. I was far from the tallest girl. I was far from being the tallest person in that class. So yeah, that's basically literally my story of from kindergarten to grade 7. Okay, and then this year, grade 8, I moved schools. I was not the tallest person in the class. Was I the tallest girl this year? Yes. Was I the tallest boy? No, never. Literally, no. Everybody was like 10 feet taller than me, and it was so, so weird, because, like, I don't know. And then, guess what, guys? We're on, like, spring break or something, and I go to see my old friends, right? And every single friend I had that was shorter than me was way taller than me. Guys, I am now 5'4 and a half, but I was like 5'3 at the time when I went to see them. Everybody was taller than me. Even my best friend, like, she was way shorter than me. But now, when I went to see her, we were like the same height. And I was like, hold up, how is this possible? Because I was literally taller than everybody else, and everybody probably had a growth spree, like, over the summer. Because literally I'm literally telling you, I can't talk. Okay. I'm literally telling you guys the full through. I talk. Let's try this again. Literally everybody that was shorter than me is now taller than me. Me and my other friend, he was okay, we were like the same height. He was just a slight taller than me. And now he's like 6 foot. Oh, like it was just a year. He's like 6 foot. And I'm like 5'4". And I'm like 5'4½". And I'm like, how is this possible? Like every single body, like even the people that were already taller than me, they grew. So now they're extra taller than me. So I guess up to grade 8, I wouldn't get bullied for not being the tallest person if my name was Giraffe. The moral of the story was that the moral of the story was like, guys, watch what you name your children. Like, you can't name them anything and everything. We have a really bad world out here. Everybody's trying to change it. Well, no, they're not. But we have society. We have bullying. We have name calling. And you really don't want to name your child something that is not fit for a person's name. I mean, a name is literally a name, but like, guys, just be careful of what you name your kids. If you name them macaroni or something, like giraffe, why would you name a kid giraffe? Like, okay. Anyways, the moral of the story is just to watch what you name your kids, because they could grow up hating their name and wanting to change it and growing up with bullying and society, and literally there's nothing you can do about that. Not everybody is nice and generous, compassionate, understands the whole situation. So, excuse me if you heard that. I don't know if you heard that. I hope you didn't hear that. I just burped. Okay, but like, yeah, we grow up in this world. This world is torture. And sometimes it can be good, sometimes it could be bad. There's not everybody that's the same. So maybe not everybody's going to bully you, but most people will. There's more hate in this world than love, and love is the one that helps with hate. And there's literally really no compassion in this world. So everybody, like I said, nobody, oh my god, why can't I get this sentence through? Sorry. Like I was saying, not everybody is the same, and not everybody's going to treat you the same because of the name you have or the name your parents gave you. So yeah, that's basically what this was about. And now, like, do I wish that my name was Giraffe? No, but it would have been unique. And sometimes you can hate yourself or hate your name or hate things about you because it's unique, and that's what makes you you. So yeah, just guys, listen, if you have a bad name or something, just embrace it. Be yourself always. If you get bullied, bullying hurts, but sometimes you have to pass and shut out the haters, and like, you have to big yourself up. You have to be around a group of people that could help you with the haters. Like, just forget about them, honestly. If you have a good group of friends or good family or something, they should be able to help you overcome the haters, because love is more value than hate. So like, if you're getting love, it's gonna help with the hate that you're getting. But sometimes you gotta forget the hate. Move on with your life, do you, and you gotta show the haters that, well, okay, that's my name. I'm confident with my name. That's who I am. Like, I can't do anything about it. I didn't ask for the name. it's out of my control until I'm 18. But if you want to change your name, that's honestly fine. Because it's you. So do you, boo. Do you. But honestly, how much time did I say honestly in this podcast? Guys, somebody count the number and then tell me it. Because I know I've been saying it a lot. And I don't know why. But yeah, guys. So it's really okay. I don't know what I'm saying, but like, just be you. Your name makes you who you are, so don't be like, oh, I hate my name and stuff like that. No, your name makes you who you are. Your parents probably named you that name for a reason, so just embrace the name. You can talk to your parents about it, oh, why did you give me this name and stuff. But don't be rude or a brat about it. Just be like, oh, why did you name me this name? What's the purpose of this name? What does my name mean? My mother always tells me that my name, like, I know this, but, like, my name means child of God. So, I love my name, actually. My name is Skylar. If you didn't know already, my name is Skylar. I've been saying this from the first episode. This is the first episode! But yeah, my name's Skylar. My name means the child of God. Yeah, and then my middle name is Taisha. My last name is Dean. Dean is my father's last name. If you didn't catch on, if you don't know. I don't know. You should know this. So I shouldn't be telling you that. But yeah, so my father's last name is Dean. My last name is Dean. I'm a Dean. Yeah, so that's what my name means. And now that's the end of this episode. That's the end of this topic. So now, guys, let's catch up. Let me let you get to know me for a little bit. My favorite color is blue. If your favorite color isn't blue, you need to seek some help. I'm just kidding. Everybody I know loves blue. I love blue just because, like, blue has been my favorite color from a very long time. First it was purple, then it was pink, and then it was blue, and blue stuck with me since I was, like, forever years old. So that's basically it. Mike, what is your favorite holiday, guys? Let me know. My favorite holiday is nothing. I don't know. Guys, I don't know. Thank you all for listening to Exhale with Sky Taisha. I hope you enjoyed this episode. There will be episodes every Tuesday at 12 p.m. EST, Eastern Time. There will be episodes literally every Tuesday starting of today. So yeah, turn on your calendars. No, how do you turn on a calendar? Okay, put this in your calendars. There will be a new episode of Exhale with Scholar Taisha every Tuesday up at 12 p.m. EST. You can find my podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and so much more. Just type in literally Exhale with Scarlett Taisha and you'll find me. Thank you for listening, guys. Bye. Love ya. Mwah.